you may remember that a couple of weeks ago we were talking quite a bit about a truly disastrous idea that had been making its way through Congress. And it's still not through. It still is a bit of a menace to those of us who travel regularly, which is most Americans, especially toward the end of the summer. We're coming up to Labor Day weekend. I'm talking about the desire on the part of some advocates to privatize one of the few government programs that we absolutely depend on and where it absolutely works, and that's our air traffic control system. Let me welcome to the show Mark Baker, who is the president of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, which is the group that recognizes people who fly in general aviation, that is non-commercial aviation. Mark, thanks very much for joining the show.
It's great to be here, Michael, and talk about House Bill 2997, which is crony capitalism. It's really not privatization, even as much as they like to call it that.
Okay. The reason this is such a menace to both commercial and general aviation is?
Well, the idea that, you know, we have something that's broken in air traffic control when we're actually the envy of the world when it comes to the busiest, most complex, and the most diverse air traffic control system in the world, with 5,000 public use airports, of which the airlines only use a few hundred of them, is just darn wrong. We have a very sophisticated system. Could be better. We're all about modernization and getting to down the road. But the idea that we're going to hand this off to a board of 13 individuals that are generally airline-centric with commercial interests, and that would save costs or reduce the delay times when 80% of the delays are due to the airline schedule themselves or weather.
And by the way, a lot of people think, well, this might have some impact tilting toward commercial airlines rather than to general aviation, people who fly private planes. I think most people don't realize just how many air flights take place every day that are general aviation, that aren't by the commercial airlines. How many? What is the number?
Well, let's just put it in numbers where people think about, you know, there's about 700 million passenger rides on the airlines every year. There's about 170 million on general aviation every year. So about one out of five of people that take to the air, whether it's recreation or business or whatever type of flying that they're doing, it's a very significant number in this country that really access these rural towns and keep businesses alive, markets alive in rural America.
I know that there are a number of people, we've had a couple of members of Congress on to speak against this bill. This is being mostly pushed by big labor and big business. Is that right?
I would say it's primarily an airline-centric issue. There are a couple of unions that have signed up for it, and there's a half a dozen unions that are against it. So it's really about control that has been, you know, done in some of the other countries of the world where, at the end of the day, the airspace is basically given for the control purposes to the airlines, and general aviation, business aviation are relegated to, you know, whatever's left or available. And frankly, in our country, it just doesn't work that way. We want to protect this access that we have to all these unique places in America.
Okay. You, one of the websites that people can go to is a website that we've driven them to before, which is aviationacrossamerica.org. And you also are saying that they should, you have no private ATC. What's the website that you're mentioning here that folks?
So there's a couple of websites you can gather more information on. ATC, not for sale. And then
ATC
website,
meaning air traffic control. Go ahead.
That's right. And then our website, which is AOPA.org. You can follow us there on Facebook or Twitter. Just go to our site.org. And you'll get lots of information, and you'll see that we have lots of great Congress folks, Cole and Abrams and Russell, that are helping fight against this. But it's really important. We think when they're back in session next week, it's going to be a topic of significance that some people are going to want to try and get delivered over the first couple of weeks. The reality is the reauthorization for the FAA runs out at the end of September, along with a lot of other things. We'd hate to see this bill get pushed through without really being forced into a no vote on this issue. The Senate has said, no, we don't want privatization. The House has said we do through the Transportation and Infrastructure Group, which is largely influenced by the airlines at this point. We want to stop it.
Okay, so people can be part of that if you will go to the various websites for the AOPA or for aviationacrossamerica.org. That's Mark Baker. I appreciate your clarity and your strength on this issue.